All right, final score tonight, Merrimack 4, Vermont 3. The Warriors get a split of the weekend set against Vermont, a hard-fought split, as it were, and Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, Scott, looking at some of these games, I mean, you've got the games like the BU game last Friday, the UNH game on Saturday, this game here tonight, where in the third period, you know, close game, what are you guys able to do anything, I guess, you know, to be able to help yourselves out and find a way to win the game? And tonight you were able to do that.
Yeah, it's a really tough team. I thought Vermont had a great weekend, and they made it really difficult on us. And obviously in the first period, they really took it to us. I don't know if we were really ready for that. We should be, but I don't know if we were coming out of the gate. But I really liked our second and third period. We didn't get discouraged. We kept playing forward, had the fight back from two different deficits, did that. And, you know, really a big play by Caden Cranston at the end to win the game. But our team had, you know, a lot of chances in the third. But, you know, we just got to start better. You know, that just put us in a hole. And fortunately, our goalie started really well. So we were able to, you know, weather that storm. But I was really pleased with the way we came back from that.
So you mentioned the first period. You outshot 20-6, down 1-0. You made some changes, line changes. I think you changed three of the four lines. You kept the freshmen together in that second period. A couple of good shifts to open the second period, but it still didn't really, you know, pay off. It took until later in the period, I thought, for that, you know, those changes really to pay off.
Yeah, I thought they paid off from a zone way. Our forecheck was better. We got on the puck. We had more possession. We had more time on their side of the red line. But no, we didn't get great shots at the net for a while. But big at the end to get those at the end of the second period. I think that sent us in the third period with some confidence.
Four goals tonight, four goals from freshmen, as it turned out. So, you know, we mentioned you keeping the freshman line together, but different situations as well. Five-on-five goals, four-on-four, you know, the power play goal, you know, to win the game. When we talked about four-on-four, it's a special team situation, really, almost like any other. And I thought once the ice opened up and gave you guys some more space, it looked like those guys were, your guys were able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, no, and our freshmen are obviously good players and did a really good job in that situation to get us a couple of great opportunities and eventually to score. You know, we drew two penalties driving the net. You know, I think Nick Pierre drew one of them and Ty Deneau the other. But no, they played a really good game, and I think that, you know, really had trust in the whole bench at that point in the game. And it would have been tough to go 3-on-3 who we would have played, because I really was pleased with the way all four lines played the last half of the game. And I thought our defense did a really good job getting pucks out of the zone as well. Our breakout really struggled in the first period. It really improved in the second and third.
On the game-winning goal, you know, you guys are on the power play there. You had that opportunity, as you mentioned there, I think. That was really set up by a really late-game rush by Ty Deneau. Kept the feet moving, kept moving towards the net, and, you know, forced the defender to take the penalty to put you guys on the power play, and then you guys end up taking advantage. Caden Cranston going in, getting a shot on goal, following up his shot, taking it right and hard to the net, and you had guys there as well, and seemed like the kind of things you wanted to do, especially at that point in the game.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, the power play had struggled all weekend and really all night. We didn't really get any great chances. That kill was really good. But that's why we talk about having no conscience on the power play, because your next power play is the most important one, not the last one. And to score a power play goal at the end of the game to win it, I give those guys a lot of credit for staying on course, not getting frustrated, not losing confidence, and just continued to play. And we were fortunate to get the last one.
On the 4-on-4, the one before that, the Golden ended up tying the game. Like I said, I thought that helped you guys out. It opened the ice up a bit. You know, Nick Pierre, with his speed, is able to take advantage of it. He was able to find some space in the zone and find Seamus Powell with some space again as well. And Powell, you know, once he has a lane to the net, he knows how to shoot the puck.
Yeah, no, and he hunted that lane, too. It wasn't there when he first touched the puck. So a really good job by Seamus. But it's funny, 4-on-4, we have a really young group on the rink. But they did a really nice job, too, you know, and they created opportunities, got that one, obviously, to further goal. And, you know, I felt really confident about that group. So the way they were playing tonight, especially the second and third, it was their turn to go, for sure.
Max Lundgren, another solid game for him, 33 saves. A lot of tough saves for him to make as well, and kept you in the game, especially. Vermont had the one goal lead three times, and each time they could have extended it to maybe, you know, two or three goals, but for some big saves that he made.
No, Max was really good tonight. You know, especially in the first period when they really, you know, we had to really weather a storm. They had multiple chances. They had some chances with a lot of traffic, and he found a way to make a save. And then you're right. When they got 3-1 goal leads, they had a chance, almost each one I can remember, to make it a 2-goal lead. And Max kept that, kept the door closed and allowed us to get back in the game, gave us a chance to tie it. Max gets as much credit for this win as anyone else, for sure.
Another guy getting a lot of credit, Nick Pierre, continues to play well. Goal and two assists, including on all three of those big goals down the stretch. First of all, the one in the second period. It seemed like as you guys were gradually playing better and better in the second period, you didn't have anything to show for it. But then it's Nick Pierre who gets a great look from Trevor Grabel and goes in and makes the most of it to tie the game. And then he sets up the two goals in the third period that enable you to tie the game again and win it.
Yeah, no, and he puts a lot of pressure on the other team's defense because of his speed. He has a lot of confidence on the attack. He feels like he's going to score every time he has the puck, and that's what the goal scorers do, and he scored a lot of goals in his life, and he created him tonight, but he also created him with his feet because he was attacking, and other people had to play him, which is what opened up the other guys.
He's had games this year where, again, he's been able to use that speed and being able to make things happen. I thought this weekend, Vermont, it seemed like they knew what to expect coming in. I mean, I know talking with their coach before the game last night, he was talking about your transition game and really wanted to slow you guys down. I thought most of the weekend they were able to do that, but so it was tough, I thought, for a guy like Nick and his speed to be able to create that space and those opportunities, and maybe you could get frustrated when that happens, but it seems like he did get that opportunity, was able to do something with it. Maybe a learning sort of thing for a freshman player that there are going to be games where the other team is able to shut you down, but you got to keep battling at it.
Yeah, and they do a really good job in the neutral zone. And last night, they just really frustrated us because we kept carrying it into them, and they have four guys back in every single neutral zone transition. And so you can't. You have to go put it in, and to put it in, you got to go work, and you got to go get it back. Last night, we weren't able to do that consistently. In the first period tonight, we weren't able to do it. Second and third period, I think we really got it done in that regard. And our forecheck, our pass on the forecheck grew. And we made some really good plays, around their net, I thought, once we got into the second and the third. But certainly their transition defense was outstanding all weekend, and we were fortunate to get it moving.
All right, so you guys pick up the 3 points. It's a split on the weekend. So now you're actually moving to a tie for fifth place in the league. I'm guessing at this point in the season, with just a couple weeks to go, well, you're off next week, and then you got a couple weeks left of games. Not a bad position to be, especially where things were earlier in the season.
Yeah, no question. I'm really proud of this team. You think about where we were in November and where we are right now, and it can all go to heck in a handbasket, obviously, one bad weekend. But I'm really just proud that we've withstood a lot of challenges this year with injuries and different things that have happened around us, things we can't control. And now to be in a decent position to maybe have a nice little run here, it's awesome. It's really a well-earned thing by all of our players and our leadership, our freshmen, and all the guys. I'm proud of them, and I just hope we can keep playing.
All right, thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. Only four games left in the season. You're off this week, and then we'll see you after that for the final 2 weeks of the season, and best of luck then.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it. Have a good weekend off.